This is CBP Audio Boo number 49, Avengers 218. So first of all, I have to apologize. I thought there were no more big gaps in the stack of issues I have, but this should be the last gap. So from here on in, there should be nothing but continuous issues and storylines. So this issue starts out with a young boy, maybe, I don't know, 10, 11 years old, shows up at the front steps of the mansion, banging on the door. Jarvis comes over and he's like, no autographs today. The Avengers are very busy. And the little kid is, he definitely doesn't talk like a little kid. He's got this very adult demeanor and basically, you know, very insistent, speaking of, you know, issues of life or death. And just then the Wasp happens by and she says, oh, you know, I'll give him a tour of the mansion, and, you know, I'm sure, you know, he just wants to hang out for a little bit, and then we'll send him on his way. So, he also, you know, gives his, you know, spiel to the Wasp, and, hey, I need to talk to the Avengers, this is serious, et cetera, et cetera. And she's like, oh, you. And finally, he's like, shut up, Cal, and he shoves her out of the way, and he runs, and he finds the rest of the Avengers, and they're like, look, kid, you can't just go running around here, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, yeah? Now this is going to happen. And he pulls out a revolver, puts it to his head, pulls the trigger, bam, down, dead. Kid blows himself away. No joke. And they're just like, what the hell? And they're freaking out. But then you see the kid's body disintegrates into nothing, and then reintegrates, I guess, comes back. His body grows from nothing, from like a fetus to a baby, back to the boy that he was before he, you know, pulled the trigger. So he explains that he is, his real identity, his true identity, is Morgan McNeil Hardy. The name doesn't really mean anything to me, but apparently he was some recent issues, or at the time, recent issues of Captain America. He has this, I don't know if it's an ability or a curse or just something he was born with, to be continuously reborn throughout time. And he's got to the point where he's slowly being driven insane, and he just wants to end it. He wants to find the permanent death. So they run some tests, and finally they come to the conclusion, like, well, there's no way to reverse this. So they start to have a little debate whether they should, you know, try and help him end it. And half of them are like, no way, we're the Avengers, we preserve life. And half of them are like, ah, come on, you know, let this guy die. Hardy is like, whatever, you guys are lame. And so later that night, he sneaks out. He somehow makes his way from New York City down to Cape Canaveral, where he stows aboard some NASA solar probe. The probe is launched into the sun. Of course, he dies, because why wouldn't you die? But rather than finding a true death, he reforms into this giant fiery behemoth, which returns to Earth and starts tearing shit up. Of course, he goes back to Manhattan. And it's funny that one point before the Avengers arrive, the cops and like the National Guard are on the scene shooting guns, which, you know, have no effect. And there's this one cop who literally says, we should just give up and die. I mean, he just basically says that. But the Avengers show up, manage to, you know, battle him. And through, you know, the magic of comic books, the Hardy solar monster blows up, and left in his place is the little boy again. But this time, the little Hardy boy, and that's weird, the little Hardy boy has no memory. He's a complete amnesiac. He's like, what's going on? Why am I naked in a pit in Midtown Manhattan? So the Avengers are like, aww. So they cover him up in a blanket and take him away. But just then, just as they're flying him away, he has a little smirk and a smile. So who knows what's going to happen if Hardy ever resurfaces.